group knowing that there's a bunch of guys that could be?
Well, I think, you know, really I approach year to year, you know, and it is a long season. You do have a lot of change year to year. We don't have the same players in that meeting room that we had a year ago. And probably will not be the same next year. You know, it's not negative. It's not threatening. It's just the reality of the National Football League. So, you know, we've had faces change even this year. You know, there's guys that were here to start the season that aren't here now, whether on IR or they're not around. So you do try to make the most of it when you have these opportunities because you don't know when they're going to happen again, so you try to make the most out of it, and I'm sure that's the mindset of those guys in this year's locker room.
When a guy is as good as Luck is, you're young. Is that maybe one of the attributes you hope to exploit? Is the youth something you can maybe use?
You know, you just try to, you know, do the best you can to execute, and good players make that hard. So, you know, he's a huge challenge. He was in our first game. You know, you just go as recent as watching, you know, the comeback win they had in the playoffs last year against Kansas City. That rings pretty true in my head.
Coach, what do you see from Mike Adams, especially from the first game of the year, how he's played the last few weeks?
You know, I think he's had a great year for them. I think he was some level of alternate in the Pro Bowl voting, which, you know, is a great accomplishment because it's voted on by, you know, coaches and players or your peers. So I think he's played very well. He played good for us. I mean, he's a guy that I have a lot of respect for, and doesn't surprise me that he's had success with the Colts.
With some of the personnel changes between the first game of the season up to now and the way your offense has shifted a little bit moving forward, how much can you really take from that first game that you played when you look at tape?
Well, I mean, a lot of the players were the same. You know, I mean, so there are things, but you evolve both from a player standpoint and a scheme standpoint as your season wears on. You know, I think we have, and I think they have. So, you know, it's kind of like when you play a division team and you play them twice. You know, shoot, they know you, you know them, but the reality is, you know, it's another opportunity to see who executes the best. You know, I really didn't check the times totally, but, you know, I know there's two games Saturday. You know, it fits in. You know, I'm sure, you know, we're around. We're working. We'll be in our team hotel. So I'm sure I'll watch bits and pieces.
Obviously a lot of intrigue with Manning taking on his old team. Is that just a headline, a fan type thing? Is there anything?
I think we've been down that road enough times already. You know, it's the third time, so I think it's kind of old hat.
Even with it being in the playoffs this time?
You know, you have to ask them that, you know, or him that. I think, you know, it's really the Colts and the Broncos.
When you watch those games on Saturday, will you try to watch them as a fan, or is that almost impossible to do for you?
Well, we'll be busy. You know, it won't be like I'll be glued in front of the television. You know, like I said, I'll get to watch it plenty, you know, in the coach's tape later. But, you know, kind of watch it as a fan, I guess, see the results.